Now, this Saturday at the Mayflower Hall Chapel Street, Billericay, the Choir for All Seasons are holding a concert called Music on the Orient Express. This is described as a romantic musical journey across Europe. And one of the pieces that they will be performing is this music, Under the Bridges of Paris. Of course, it will sound a little different to that, being it's as it's a choir. But here to tell us all about the concert is Michael and Jane Hewitt, choir director and chair, respectively, from the Choir for All Seasons. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. I'm sorry, I only have Janet here, not Jane.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Do you know, I've been saying, well, even to myself, I've been saying Jane all morning, and I do apologise, Janet. Right, so before we go on to talk about the concert itself, can you tell us a bit about the Choir for All Seasons? How many are you?
It's a what we call a chamber choir, which is a small choir. It's not a large chorus or a choral society.
Right.
We've got a good choral society in Billericay, and there's no point in duplicating that. It wouldn't be fair or reasonable to do that. So we were about 15, 16 of us.
Oh, OK, right. Yeah. When and how were you formed?
Well, we've been going, believe it or not, since 1975.
Oh, quite a while then, yeah.
Yeah, quite a while, yes.
Yes. And how did it all come about in the first place?
Well, I've always been drawn to music, and I took music as part of my degree.
Right.
And when I was at college, I did a bit of conducting, but I thought, I need to learn a bit more about this. And I went on a choral conducting course and orchestral conducting as well at the South End Summer Music School.
Oh, okay.
Back in 1970 something or other.
Lovely.
And I did rather well, so I was being told, and that encouraged me actually to start a new choir in Billericay.
Right.
A chamber choir, quite deliberately different from the choral society, what they would do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the benefits of singing and singing in a choir?
Wow. Many, very many. It's really life-enhancing. If people come along to rehearsal and they've had a hard day, it doesn't take long for them to be refreshed and
sure,
full of vigour again. Yes.
Sure, yeah. And it's good for your physical well-being as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Great.
If you're breathing properly, you're living properly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Michael, I believe you are musical director. Can you tell us a bit about your role in the choir? What do you do as musical director?
Well, apart from obviously conducting,
but
concerts, our research programs and music, and we try to be distinctive. There are a lot of choirs about, and there's no point in just being another choir, so we try to produce distinctive programs.
Right, okay.
Usually based on a theme.
Okay. Okay. And yourself, Janet, you're the chairperson. Are you there to keep everybody in order, are you?
Yes, I try to keep everybody in order, including my husband, to make sure he doesn't bring this Jane along.
Oh, my God. You're not going to let me forget that, are you?
It's all right. No.
Sorry about that.
Yes, I'm also a librarian, so I look after the music. And I'm also a singing teacher, so I do help people in the choir with their singing if they want to. And I will offer some free lessons to people who would like to come along and join and help them with their voice coaching.
Oh, nice.
So I often help with little tips of things with our singing in the choir, and I help in that way.
Wonderful. So are you looking for new choir members all the time, or have you got an established
setup? We're always glad to have new ones, particularly some men.
Right.
More men.
Okay.
Particularly myself, I want more men.
Right.
No, tenors and basses in any choir, I think, is always the smallest number, and we're particularly interested, but women as well at this point in stage. So.
Right.
Well, we'd be interested in couples, no mixed couples. We've had couples in choir. We've got one or two at the moment. So that way you get another lady, but you do get a man as well.
Sure.
And it's a good social night out for both of them then.
Right, so you have regular sort of rehearsal evenings, do you, I guess?
Yes, we rehearse on Wednesday evenings, 7:45 to 9:45 in Mayflower High School in Stock Road, Billericay.
OK, and you give singing lessons as well, I believe, yeah?
Not at the same time.
Oh, no, OK. OK. All right. Well, look, the concert on Saturday has a theme of a musical journey across Europe. I think you just mentioned that most of your concerts are themed, are they?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Right. Now, so what pieces of music will you be performing on Saturday?
Well, I haven't got long enough to tell you about all of them. There are about 25 in all.
Oh, really? Yeah, OK. Yeah, yeah. But they're all from various countries across Europe, I believe.
Well, yes, I woke up one morning and the phrase "Murder on the Orient Express" came to mind, and I thought, "Why not music on the Orient Express? You
Absolutely.
Know, follow the train across Europe and stop off in cities and countries on the way, with music associated with those places." So we've got obvious musical places like Vienna. We linger there a bit. There's Rome and Venice.
Right.
But apart from that, we have a drinking song from Germany, stopping off in Munich. You've already mentioned Under the Bridges of Paris, of
yes.
course. Budapest, well, that's Hungary, so we've got a Hungarian folk song.
Right, okay.
Through Yugoslavia, we've got some Yugoslavian folk songs. We've got Romanian folk dances that our son Paul is going to play on his violin.
Ah.
That takes us up to the interval, and it's tantalisingly short of Istanbul. Of course, there's more than one route for the Orient Express. There's the traditional one, which I've more or less outlined. But since that ceased to be in 1977,
right.
there are various private companies which have undertaken excursions
okay.
using the name Orient Express, but different routes in different cities. So for the second half, we go back to London, in fact.
Fantastic.
We start in London, and then we travel quickly down to Rome, where we've got three coins in the fountain and an Italian salad, which is a spoof operatic chorus.
Right.
On to Vienna. Of course, Vienna Venice, I meant.
Okay.
Venice, of course, famous for its canals. We've got a gondola song and a madrigal by Monteverdi, one of Venice's great composers.
Right. Well, it sounds like a lovely idea for a theme for a concert. And you've got a couple of guest artists. You already mentioned your son, violinist Paul Hewitt.
Yep.
And there's also Adrian Ewer on the piano. What can you tell us about both of those?
Well, our Paul, he plays in the Essex Symphony Orchestra, and the Essex Chamber Orchestra as well.
Right.
Occasionally, when he has time to rehearse with us, he sings with us as well.
Okay.
But he's going to be playing in the second half as well, the theme from Schindler's List.
Beautiful theme from the film Schindler's List, which will be featured tomorrow night at the at the Mayflower Hall in Billericay at the Choir for All Seasons concert.
8 o'clock.
And that will be your son performing that one, yeah?
That's right, and of course the link is the Oscar Schindler's factory. Was actually based in Krakow.
Oh, really?
Of course,
yes.
That's one of the places you can visit on one of the modern Orient Express routes.
Right, that's Poland, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how about Adrian Ewer? What can you tell us about Adrian?
Well, Adrian is a canny Scot, very musical. He is actually music director of Shenfield Operatic.
Oh, okay.
So that's local. He's accompanied us a few times, and he's going to be not only accompanying us tomorrow, but in Vienna, he's going to play a Moment Musical by Schubert.
Right.
When we get to Venice, he'll be playing a gondola song, one of Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words. And, of course, as we reach Istanbul, Mozart's Turkish Rondo.
Okay.
Which is a very familiar piece.
Right. Yeah. Lovely. Well, it all kicks off at 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Mayflower Hall, Chapel Street, Billericay. Is there a charge for the concert?
Yeah, it's £6, which people can obtain if they're in Billericay High Street from Slip Discs.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Or they can get a ticket on the door if they want to be quite sure. They can ring our number, 01277 656 935, and we'll make sure that tickets are kept for them.
Excellent. Now, if anyone would like to find out a bit more about the Choir for All Seasons and possibly get involved, where can they go to do that? Have you got a website?
We do have a website, yeah. www.thechoirforallseasons.co.uk.
Right, okay.
Or they can ring me on the number I've just mentioned there, 01277 656 935. Or if they really want to, they can come straight away to a rehearsal night. Which is on a Wednesday evening, 7:45 to 9:45 at Mayflower High School in Stock Road in Billericay. We only rehearse there during school term times.
Right.
So
okay.
The next rehearsal will be the first Wednesday after Easter.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, Michael and Janet. Good luck with the concert tomorrow. And thanks for coming into Phoenix today to tell us all about it. What was the last place you're visiting? It's Istanbul, isn't it, I believe?
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
And,
not Constantinople these days.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that'd be this one.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, oh Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date...